Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan, and with me today is Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Well, Scott, in round two, I want to ask you about GICs. I remember a few shows back, you said they're making a comeback. Are they still as fruitful as you suggested they would be?
Well, they are. I mean, I think what's interesting is that we're seeing rates that we haven't seen in over a decade. You know, I mean, obviously, because interest rates are rising, you know, the central banks and the chartered banks are raising rates. So, of course, you know, in order to attract money for them to be able to lend it out, because they need deposits in order to lend out for mortgages and other loans, car loans, et cetera, and credit cards, you know, they need to pay higher rates to attract more deposits. And so we're seeing, you know, definitely, you know, more attractive rates on GICs, you know, where the averages were, you know, prior to 2020's, you know, pandemic, we're seeing averages in the 3 to maybe 3.5% range at the best. Now we're seeing, you know, 4, 4.25, 4.5, 4.6, you know, on 1 to 5 years. And I think that's a lot more attractive. I mean, I recognize with high inflation right now, it doesn't look very good. You know, it's a negative return after inflation and taxes. But, you know, for a conservative investor, there's nothing wrong with guaranteed investment. You know, I mean, it's about planning the terms and looking at the rates. And I mean, there's no risk, you know. Yeah. I mean, the CDIC insured up to $100,000. And I mean, we have access to over 25 financial institutions that we broker GICs through. And there's no, you know, no worries about covering large amounts of money in under CDIC insurance. But I think that's the thing is that, you know, we look at a longer term, you know, even though interest rates are going to go higher, they're in restrictive territory with the Federal Reserve in the U.S. and Bank of Canada, you know, which is trying to, you know, cool the economy and slow inflation. And, you know, I mean, but they don't intend to stay there long term if they don't have to. I mean, we hope they don't have to. I guess the expectation is in 2 or 3 years that rates should sort of come back down into more normal range, which would mean that, you know, if you're in a 5-year GIC today, it could look pretty attractive 3 years from now if we can only get back to 3.5 to 3.75%. Again, can't predict it, but these are reasonable investments compared to what we've seen. And I think for, you know, senior clients who need to protect some capital or are more comfortable with that, GICs still have a place in portfolios.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth there, but, you know, you talk about interest rates a few more years before they start to fall back. How much higher can interest rates go from here?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's guessing right now. I mean, the bond markets have guessed that, you know, the central banks, you know, are going to raise interest rates at least another, you know, 2 or 3 times. I mean, does that mean it's going to go another 0.75%, 1%, 1.25% higher? I think the good news is that we have no expectation or, you know, the economists have no expectation that they'd be wise to move them significantly higher because it really would just throw us into a longer-term recession. And it's restrictive. I mean, you know, there's so much more leverage today in the economy than there was 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, maybe 40 years ago, people had a mortgage, might have had a car loan. You know, today, people have lines of credit, mortgages, car loans, credit cards. I mean, you know, it's much more interest rate sensitive, our economy. And interestingly enough as well, I mean, I think, you know, businesses, of course, leverage more today than they did 20, 30, 40 years ago because their idea there is to, you know, do better, get ahead. And one of those ways is by leveraging or borrowing money to expand. So, and they're very interest rate sensitive. So, you know, they have to be careful with that policy.
Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth, my guest on Talk to the Experts. What about commodities? I'm curious about that. Still should be investing in commodities, oil, gas stock?
I think very cyclical investments. It's something I tend to avoid because I don't like long-term cycles, you know, 7 to 10 or 12 years and waiting for something to rebound again. And it's not that they're bad cycles. I mean, you know, investments in uranium and potash and oil and gas have been very good to people over the last few years. And, you know, and likely will be for a period. We just can't predict where the cycles go. And I think they're less predictable than, I say, more boring or more conservative investments, but they are much less predictive. I mean, so they can turn around or turn negative in a hurry. That's the only bad thing. And that can be due to government policy. It can be due to, you know, a number of factors out there. So I think, you know, the risk is higher. I mean, the returns are potentially higher for people. It's an area I tend to avoid because, you know, over 2/3 of my clients are retired. So volatility-wise, they tend to avoid it. But that's not saying it's a bad investment.
How often do you recommend meeting with yourself or a financial advisor?
At least twice a year, ideally. I mean, you know, more often if there's a change in your situation, you know, we want to meet more often, we want to update, we want to redo the plan, or, you know, if there's been any material change in somebody's situation. And material change is simple. I mean, you know, it can be a death, it can be a birth, it can be, you know, as simple as a job change. Even if somebody goes sideways, it changes their situation. And so anytime there's a material change, I mean, a home purchase, right, a home sale, you know, even a vehicle purchase is a material change for somebody if it's going to affect their you know, financial standing or their cash flow. And so, you know, we always recommend talking to your advisor. I mean, if they know enough about your situation, they know enough to give you some options and advice. It doesn't mean you have to take, you know, the best option, but we can usually give people two or three options, discuss it, and then they go in a little bit more, you know, savvy, you know, when they're making that decision, because it's not something they do every day. It's something we tend to deal with quite often with our clients. So we're a little more familiar with what's available and what can be done.
Any other investment opportunities that we haven't covered here you think people should be looking at right now, Scott?
I think retired individuals, I mean, you know, looking at the back of the bond market again, the individual bond market, you know, that can be, you know, accessed through, you know, exchange-traded funds, which are give you a larger basket. I mean, if you have an advisor that follows fixed income investments like bonds, you know, directly, you know, from investment grade to, you know, A or better to AA, AAA. I mean, the higher the credit rating on a bond, the lower the return, right? But you don't want to go to the point where you're buying stuff that has a risk of not being around. But when we're seeing yields above 5% again in the bond market and some as high as 6, it starts to become a lot more attractive for clients when you're discussing, you know, trying to produce a 5% cash flow in retirement. If we can get 5% or 6%, why are we not looking at fixed income investments or bonds, right? So there are some opportunities. We're not saying shift out of equities and bonds today. Well, equities are, or stocks are cheap, or I mean low. You know, that would be a bad move. But if you have additional monies to invest, that's a great place to go. So it's always having some you know, capital on hand for those opportunities. I mean, balancing a portfolio, again, always critical, so that, you know, people aren't experiencing the worst of it out there.
And to find that balance, you've mentioned it already, a couple of times a year, you really got to, you know, take stock of what you have.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, review it also to give the client perspective of what's happening. I mean, we're busy, everybody's busy people. I mean, we get an influx of news. People are lucky if sometimes they take in financial news for, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes or 4 minutes a day, you know, unlike us who take it in for hours a day. Yeah. But, you know, they hear what they, you know, what's out there. So if you watch the nightly news and the markets are down that day, it's you know, in the first 10 minutes of the newscast, you can hear about it. You know, if the markets go up, you know, it's maybe in the last 10 minutes of the newscast, you'll hear about it. And by then people have kind of tuned out, you know, all the exciting stuff is done. So, you know, I think people really don't pay attention. So giving some perspective on what's happening, how is your portfolio doing versus, you know, what you're hearing, what the market is, you know, what is our outlook? You know, again, what type of time are we thinking of? And assuming, you know, we're in a situation, we want to make sure the client is, you know, doesn't have a major purchase. You know, do we need some capital sooner than later? We have to be aware of these things. That's why reviews come in.
What sort of groundwork do you think I need to do before contacting you?
Well, I think people just have to recognize that, I mean, it's worth getting a second opinion, you know, and speaking to a professional financial planner, you know, speaking to somebody who, you know, wants to spend the time and sit down and look at their situation. But individuals have to invest that time too. You know, obviously we can't twist their arms to, you know, go see somebody. I mean, they have to actually realize you're going to invest several hours, you know, in meetings, you know, and you're going to have to, you know, literally, you know, we're going to go over your whole financial situation. We're going to take that away.
And don't be embarrassed by it. That's the number one thing too. Look, Scott, we're out of time, and it's wonderful talking to an expert like yourself. I learned so much, and I sincerely appreciate it.
No worries. Appreciate talking to you, Greg, too. Have a great day.
Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Details now at livingskyfinancial.ca. This has been Talk to the Experts.